Hey, what's up? This is John Norris, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Gunwash News Time. It is 59 and overcast here in Bushwick, New York on this beautiful April the 19th. 7:35 if you'd like to set your clocks. A lot of news tonight. Music, the world of music, took a big, big hit today as legendary musician from the band, Levon Helm, forfeits his fight with cancer. That and more and more and more. Stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
In Spain, listening to Gunwash, 6 hours ahead.
6 hours ahead. We thought you were going to be 6 hours ahead, but guess what? Gunwashers, Armando's still here in the United States. Congratulations, Armando.
Thank you.
Welcome to Gunwash Radio. It is Thursday evening, 7:30. Jack Inslee looks happy.
Yeah, it's my fault for the five-minute delay.
It's okay. We like five-minute delays. That's how we do our life. Today, so we had a... I sort of knew and sort of didn't know, but it did indeed happen that a long-lost friend, Sean Bono, came to say hi today.
Hello, hey,
what's up, everybody? Levon Helm was the long-lost friend.
Oh, no. Well, okay. Shit. Well, listen, we're gonna get to all that. We're going to get to everyone that's in the studio. Okay. So, unfortunately, I shed a small tear today as Levon Helm did pass away, forfeit his... well, he won the battle, but the battle has ended. Jack, yeah. Before Spliff goes on tonight, Jack, can we play a little bit of the just like a second of the driving old Dixie down, and then I'm sure Spliff will have a elegant way of. You're up, Spliff.
Take a deep breath.
Special request to all passing. 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 Special request to all notch. Special request to all ranking. Special request to all humble man. Special request to all hooligan. Well try pass it to well try. Bobo dread massive easy now. Dingy dread pass it to well try. Bobo dread massive easy now. 90 pass it to well try. Flat push massive unite. Sterling passive easy now. Union massive total. Special request to all match. Special request to all ranking. Special request to all humble. Special request to all bigger. Look how long Jaja call you. What make you just difficult? Look how long Jaja call you. What make you just feel fickle?
Turn off the immediate sound. Immediate sound. Immediate sound. Sound they are not yet. Them sound they are not yet. Them sound they
are not yet. Alone in there.
Turn off the immediate sound.
Over there, so
idiot sound.
Over there, so
them idiot sound. Sound they are not treat. Them sound they are not treat. Them sound as if they are yada listen me cassette. Them sound they are not treat. Them sound they are not treat. Them sound as if they are yada listen me cassette. Them idiot sound. Them idiot sound. So, them jump and sound, boy. Light up the fire and let them feel the heat. Listen, no,
hi, this is Max Boda. I feel like shit, but I still listen to Gunwash.
Just let that sound, boy, know we know how to do it. Them sound they are not church. Them sound they are not church. Them sound as if me the ayada listen me cassette. Them sound they are not church. Them sound they are not church. Them sound as if me the ayada listen me cassette.
When the nurse in the fet, when the dribble on the soda, when the powder. When the better respect the elder entertainer. When the nurse in the fet, when the dribble on the soda, when the powder. All of the foundation said respect for America, America. To the foundation of the music. Why the set it? You know you have some little people that don't respect. As a matter of fact, them should have hard on them for the elders, but you see the elders them? You see the elders them? Tell them, sir, watch it. To the nurse and the pet with a dribble on a soda with a powder. Wanna better respect the elder entertainer. When the nurse with a dribble on a soda with a powder. All of the foundation said respect for some little entertainer. What is the matter with them? You have one song which is the top of top. They don't know I did, flighty pussy lock up them face and rule. I've been for evil for them best friend and them no old. Them original corner again. The risk the solution for the all of them.
Bring me up.
Don't forget to
bring
do your taxes, kids.
You want.
Clean your rooms.
You can bring me up anytime you want. I love getting brought up. I've been brought up by wolves. Sit on down, Armando. Put those cans on, baby. Put those cans on. I was brought up by wolves, baby.
Yo, is Cassandra here?
Oh. Yo, I had a moment with Cassandra today.
Oh, that's really her? That's her?
She was in the green pants? I think so. She was here earlier.
Oh, man.
She gave me a big hug, and I said, you make me happy. And she was like, I'm so glad because you're such a nice guy.
Yeah, well, you are. Jack, you're a really nice guy.
And the thing is that you put up with us. Nice guys finish last.
Nice guys finish last, but they finish first on Gunwash. Because look, we're so nice to us over here. Jack's a nice guy. Hey, listen, so I fucked up I messed up the intro. I wanted to introduce Sean Bono, who's here. He's a friend of mine for many, many years. He mentioned that he might stop by the studio tonight, and I wasn't positive, and in fact, it kind of slipped my mind, to be honest with you, but he is here, and yes. I would like to introduce Sean Bono. Yes. Say hello, Sean, long-lost friend. I know Spliffington missed you. He's back in the game. What have you been doing, Sean?
Man, I've been traveling around, doing exactly what I wanted to do.
Really?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, not gonna lie. But you know, it always feels good to be back in New York and see friendly faces.
Well, where did you travel there, sir?
Oh boy, I was in Spain and France for like the better half of the year last year.
Oh right, because of for art battles.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, we got a caller. Hey, Gunwash.
Hey, Aaron, what happened to my cover art that I sent you?
Did you send it to me?
Bro, I just sent it to Jack, so it's pretty great.
No, thank God you sent it to Jack. Everybody, this is Max Bode on the line.
Max, I don't feel like shit.
You don't feel like shit anymore.
I still listen to Gunwash.
Yeah, well, listen, that's just proof that sometimes, you know, if you feel like shit, you might put on Gunwash. If you're feeling good, you might put on Gunwash.
You feel better. You have a listener in Argentina where I'm chatting her on the computer screen, and she's listening.
Hey, Max, did you know that Sean Bono's in the studio tonight?
No, who's that?
Sean Bono.
Come on, man.
I think I met you in college sometime or something like that.
Spliff, what's going on? You can yell at Jack.
That's a guy.
Hey, Jack, turn up Spliff's mic, please, if you would.
What's up, Max? How you doing?
Chilling. Gonna go have a beer in a minute.
Wait, so did you say that someone...
get over the hangover with a beer.
Huh?
Hair of the dogs.
Max, did you say that someone in Argentina's listening to us right now?
Yeah, somebody in Argentina is listening to your show. Hey, what's up, Candela? How's it going?
You mean our show? It's the community, man. It belongs to everyone.
Everybody. No community shit. Show.
Candela's on there, too?
Show there.
Well,
I met Candela.
Max, listen.
How you doing, Candela?
So, I just want to say, so we have a special, this is the first on Gunwash, because tonight in the second segment we actually have a special performance by a group, an improv comedy group called Mercury, and one of the members of Mercury is Adam Pasolka, who is the legendary designer who made the DW logo.
Nice.
Remember 5 years ago we did a DW shirt, yeah. Max Bode, Aaron, and Adam.
Dude, I was walking on Times Square like a year ago, and I saw a guy wearing it, the shirt that we made.
I do not believe you.
I'm not lying. He had the green one. He was like a portly fellow.
Hey, Max, how I'm watching TMZ, and I seen a guy wearing one of your shirts.
No.
I swear to you.
No. Yes. Get out of here.
DW shirt?
Yes, a green.
The DW shirt? The Sprite one?
It was actually a t-shirt that was beige.
Beige?
Hi, this is Armin, live from Roberta's.
Duckworth shirt?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I guess people be wearing our shit.
It was on TMZ.
I heard...
Women be shopping.
I heard tell that...
People be wearing...
I heard... Let me tell you something. I heard tell that there was actually a DW shirt on VH1, actually, and that is a big, big move for the DW. Yeah. You know?
No way.
It was a Red Cafe.
But so, listen. So, before I let you go, because I got it, I wanted to say that because of the fact that we were having old friends on Gunwash, and it was this whole thing, we decided we decided that tonight, Mac, the very one and only, very extremely renowned Max Bode would do the cover art for...
Yeah, did you check it out? It's in your email.
I haven't had a chance. I've been over here at the studio.
The cover art for what?
Sean, every week we try to do cover art for every episode.
Ah.
Yeah, you know, we're a weekly
That's
show.
That's pretty meta of you. That's pretty, like, adaptation of you to make a show about doing the cover art for the same show that
this,
you're currently
yeah.
doing.
This show,
we get deep.
Wow. This show is actually more or less based around the fact that Max Bode was willing to do the we have a call?
Yeah, I know.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I know who this
Hola.
Is. I fucking know who this is.
Hola, Candela.
Candela, what's up?
Hello? Hey, I can hear you. You have to speak really loud.
Okay, let me speak really loud. Do you still think that I'm a dick ass?
He's a dick ass.
Nice.
I'm a dick in an ass.
That's real life
there. I want everybody's ears to be bleeding. So you
want us to be bleeding? All right, Jack, go get me one of the knives. I'll bleed.
Comment, live
I'll
from
bleed.
Roberta's.
Don't laugh at my English. Come on.
Candela, I'm not laughing at you. I can't hear what you're saying.
This bread is slant.
Yeah. Maybe Candela, you should yell.
Yeah, it's about this time.
Yeah. Wow. Is that both calls gone?
I'm playing. They're still here.
Okay. So listen, Candela and Max, while you're on the phone, I want to let you guys know. May 24th, I literally will not be here. So we're going to have to come up with some kind of substitute program because we can't miss that week.
Candela.
Dude, May 24th, I land in Argentina. I get off my plane.
No, May 24th, I land in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Armando, you'll be around?
Yes, I'm going to be in Spain between...
No way. I bet, Aaron, you're coming to Argentina too, and you're going to record from the airport, me and Max.
Oh, you and Max getting married? I thought you didn't like me, Candela.
No.
Oh, she's here. She's here.
Oh my god. Yo, listen. Yo, Cassandra is like in front of my face right now.
Where?
She just left, man. She just left.
Just tell her I'm here.
Well, that's a great job. God is good, am I right?
It's Cassandra anyway. What's going on?
I don't know.
Candela, I have a question for you. I think most women are shapeshifters, but those are U.S. women. What about women from...
Well, Armando, you said you
talking
had
about fluctuations in weight gain.
You said that you had a shape shifting experience today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
At the
Armando?
Bank.
At the bank. Well, that's a perfect place to have a shape shifting experience.
The woman had.
You could probably only hire shapeshifters at the bank.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the bank, right? And the lady, she was chill, you know, regular bank teller. And once I tell her how, like, I showed her my bank account thing, what I told you about earlier through text.
Yeah.
She just like transformed. Like I seen her, like, yo, yeah. I seen her face.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought because you know, I just thought how women are shapeshifters. I saw how she transformed.
So basically, can
there's like an animal or something?
No.
An animal, exactly.
I mean,
you're
she
exactly
did.
Right.
She animal. Did have like some like she looked like she like had whiskers.
Yo, Boda, Max Bode.
Yo.
Yo, from I can see through the studio window. I can see into the booth. I can see the cover art. Rocking, man. Rocking.
Nice.
Killing it.
Nice.
Rocking it,
it's
baby.
It's like there's my grocery list on there and a little map.
it looks a little folkish.
Very folky.
Rice, hold on.
Very folky.
Hold on. This shit says rice, milk, cheese, oranges, and beer.
Yeah,
not kosher at all.
You forgot the berries.
Don't you celebrate Passover, Max?
Huh? I just need some meat and cheese. Can you put them together, please?
No, I lost myself.
Exactly. All right, dudes, I gotta go, man. I'll listen in later.
All righty, buddy.
Right, peace,
hey,
Max.
Man. Thanks for calling.
Five millions.
Hey, so
Max Embargo.
All right, so listen. It's 7:55. Detachable penis playing. Listen, King Missile. Hey! Yo, listen. So tonight is a very, very special gun wash because this is the first time that we are doing a performance. No Aaron, no Armando, no Spliffington, no Jack. We are literally doing, in the second segment of Gun Wash tonight, we are literally doing a performance from improv comedy group Mercury.
That's cold.
I can't do anything. That's I cannot do anything.
Are we going to pack the booth out? You guys going to come in the booth?
We're going to we're going to come in the booth. And,
yeah, there
and,
we go.
And oh, Jack.
Cassandra's going
to
come in the booth.
Adam, Jack, listen, Jack. Adam is going to give you they're improv guys. They're used to this, so they're very good. He's going to get. He's going to tell you the signal of like a word that he's going to say so that you'll be able to take them out elegantly without them being like, oh, I'm done now, you know.
Ah, so I am still in the sounds. All right.
You are still in the sounds.
No doubt.
Because I'm going to run in.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
All right. 7:56. You're listening to Gunwash Radio. Listen, you know you guys can always find me at 7:30 p.m. on gunwash.com, or you can go to heritageradionetwork.com. And if you want to reach out, it's gunwash at Gmail, at gunwash for the Twitter, gunwash.tumblr.
Hurry home.
Hurry home. Every Gunwash iteration you can imagine. And also, my Instagram, because I'm catching up now to the web
social
network. Yeah, I'm catching up slowly.
Yo, these kids
surely.
Nowadays are crazy.
I'm catching up slowly but surely. vertical_yacht_club. Vertical Yacht
Tech Club. Tech sister is banging.
Oh, I love Jillian. I love Jillian Vina. I love you, Jillian Vina. I love you, Jillian Vina. Sean Bono, can you say something to us before we go to music?
Yeah. Gunwash rocks.
You don't want to say anything about yourself? You don't want to be like...
Well, nothing much. Just good to see you guys. This old Art Battles family for me right here.
Art Battles family. ArtBattles.com,
you know,
baby.
If you're an
Boom.
Artist listening to this, you want to join up, actually see if you could rise to the top, be part of the American team for Art Battles 2012.
This
just
is
sign
it.
Up on ArtBattles.com.
This is the real, real
Split
gun.
And where's the weed?
He had a spiel. You saw how he went into like announcer mode?
This is the real Gunwash family is in the house. The real Gunwash family. We even have... Tonight on Improv, we got the guy who made the Ducksworth logo.
I was going to get that shit out of my fucking elbow.
Armando was going to tattoo that shit on himself. All right, you're on Gunwash Radio, gunwash.com.
That real.
HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Spliffington, please pull up.
OPP, other people property. Ayo, ayo, shout it out, you agree. OPP, other people property. Ayo, ayo, shout it out, you agree. Me shout, whoa, the girls them done with OPP. Whoa, the girl them ever ready. Me shout, whoa, the girl them ever look sexy. Right now, the girls them run the country because you look good. That's why you OPP. Fresher than them, shout it out, you agree. The man look good. That's why you OPP. Intro, other people property. The New York girls right, I know them agree. Chicago, girls them gone crazy. Macabre, I love the girls endlessly. OPP, other people property. Ayo, ayo, shout it out, you agree. OPP, other people property. Ayo, ayo, shout it out, you agree. Me ask what's up, get down with OPP. Ayo, she shout out, she agree. Me ask what's up, get down with OPP. Scream out, y'all, you drive me crazy. Your body good, put your hand in at the ear. Jump up, y'all, pick me, shout it out, make me hear. OPP, can't clear this ear. You down with OPP, shout it out, make me hear. OPP.
Hear this, all nice and decent. Root boy, man, have everything packed up. Smart car, brother, see you from the gate. Me, I, me, papa. Hey, 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 hey. Well, that's a bad boy, that just come and cut the gun. And before the machine kick up, it's good.
What's going on, world? This is Better Yet, Jason Scott on the rocks. And you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Well, that's a bad boy that just come up for the gun. And before the machine kick up, me tell him yo. Well, that's a bad boy that just come up for the gun. And before the machine kick up, he come. Some of them say them a Dan Gargan. How where them get them Dan ship from? Enough of them say them a gun specialist. But them only see gun when policeman a whip. Watch your speech. I know you a talk for me. Watch your speech. Now go tell you say me chigger a pick. Watch your speech. Cabra come be run the country. Watch your speech. Mad cabra me a celebrity. Watch your speech. Cabra me a front the land right. I know me get me stripes gun gag and the car. When we come
down, we are the Dan on the truck. A die test me and they must get shot. Boom! Jungle is them we back that and show a man, yes, them we back that. But tell them yosh. Well, that is bad boy, that just come up from me gun. And before the machine kick up, me tell him yosh.
Sorry boy, this one is a sample. And this one is just an example. To show you that we have the data title. When I can teach when I eagle. Keep my sound boy. We not no type of threatened sound boy, we a go kill them. Kill, I go kill them. We not no type of threatened sound boy, we a go kill them. Kill, I go kill them. Sanchez, him a come and him a threatened sound boy. Singing melody a threatened sound boy. We a mother him a threatened sound boy. By the time you make a threaten, the sound boy flash. Him pull two fence and run two. We not no type of threatened sound boy, we a go kill them. Kill, I go kill them. We not no type of threatened sound boy, we a go kill them. Kill, I go kill them. We a go kill them dead. We a go kill them dead. And kill them dead before the whole of them spread. And kill them dead. We a go kill them dead. And kill them dead before the whole of them spread. Guy, we just a run off your face and I will clean one dub in your face. And guy, we just a run off your mouth and I will push up on the pipe in your mouth. And guy, we just a pick up the teeth and I will use a MP clean your teeth. And guy, you know nothing.
Shut out already. Well, I'm my time now, 91, you know. Tiger talking. So you me know, I don't know. We just drift back. Me coming in hot. Drift back. Tiger time to chat. Drift back. Who know how to feed the yacht. Drift back. Now with me, what? German a done, gun. Go to rungs in Maddy Gunman. Super rungs is X-rated. Talking about in the bed, in bad and wicked. But on the tiger, you know, same rough. So just back, now the cream of the crop. Just back, because me coming in hot. Just back, you are a villain. Just back, you come me wap. Hey, Penelope, come dance with me. Me run it in the dance and in the party. Penelope, come dance with me. You know that on the tiger is ever irate. So just back, you know, a villain. All of them, the DJ, we are going so flat. I'm talking about the gun business so hot. You know the culture on the left for that. If you remember Tony Rebel and Blinky Passback. Remember on the Tiger Man, me a chat. Just back, me coming in hot. Just back, with me wap. Just back, this a culture attack. Just back, that the Tiger now stop. So,
all pirate DJ, turn yard. Come here, the one up in the yard, man. Me a fling down lyrics, me looking to it. Lord of mercy, hear this. Test me. Just cross the border. Lord Pirate DJ.
You miss me?
Turn yard. Come here, the one up in the yard, man. Me a fling down lyrics, me looking to it. Lord of mercy, hear this. Who won't come test me? Just cross the border. Who won't come challenge me? Me going turn them over. Dominate. Not have a hard pirate. Dominate. Them a going get eliminate. Not have a hard pirate. Dominate. Them a going get eliminate. Now they come in on the dance with them cassette and tape. Catch my lyrics and start penetrate. Go back on the yard and start imitate. Them the DJ can't control me gate. Dominate. Not have a hard pirate. Dominate. Them a going get eliminate. Dominate. Not have a hard pirate. Dominate. Them a go get eliminated. No, you know my teachers and when me have no faith. Tell all the DJs whether them come late. Listen, go to rock, you know you can't handle it. When me dash the lyrics and me dash them straight. Dominate, not have a hard pirate. Dominate, them a go get eliminated. Hard pirate, dominate. Them a go get eliminated. Me say, who want come test me? Just cross the border. Me say, who want come challenge me? Yes, me say, me going to them over.
Armando takes on Spain. Welcome to Siesta.
I want you to follow me. Let's go now. It's hard to be humble and perfect in every way. But someday be the big guy won't test me. Them won't find out how we stay. Me know many rebel Tony. I'm a full of body agony. Me tell you how, Lord, it's hard to be humble. But I'm doing the best that I can. Me wear the armor. Feel who I launch them attack. Me wear the armor. Stop counter-react. Me wear the armor. Feel who I launch them attack. Me wear the armor. Me not stop counter-react. Me near rebel. Me name Tony Rebel. And I'm me a the gorilla. From no enter entertainer. Say me no take no order. Could a lieutenant and me say could a commissioner, principal, colonel, or even the governor. Guy want test me, him a fi raga raga. Can't come with no gun, no bomb, no dagger. You come with the gun and you press the trigger. Me make the trigger stick and make the gun backfire.
Yes. So without further ado,
ladies and gentlemen, Gunwash Massive, we are Mercury. We want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us tonight. We're going to do a little bit of improvisation for you. What that means is everything you're about to hear is completely made up on the spot. We've never done it before, and I promise you we will never do it again. So to get things started, all we need from Mr. Aaron Ginsberg is a one-word suggestion of absolutely anything at all.
See, that's the funny thing. He's peeing.
Guns.
Guns.
Thank you.
Granada.
Ding dong. Ding. Ding. Ding.
Amen.
Ding.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't get these harmonies right.
Ding.
Hey, sweetie, can you stop playing video games for a little bit? You gotta go to school.
I really don't want to go to school. I just really want to play these video games. Everything I'm going to learn in my life, I can learn through this video game right here, Call of Duty. I can learn everything I remember to learn in this video game.
No, you're not. You're not going to go to war.
Hey, I hear on someone's headset someone get yelled at by the mom.
Come on, guys. No, I'm talking to my girlfriend. It's not my mom. It's my girlfriend. She just wants me to get off here, right?
Where's your girlfriend? It's me, your mom. What are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to PF Killer 95.
Yo, that doesn't sound like a good person.
That's Stoli 22's mom, yo.
Guys, come on. Stoli 22 is still, you know, F's the hottest bees in the world, guys. Come on.
Stoli 22 doesn't talk like that, man. If you're going to say it, say it.
Say it, honey. What are they talking about?
Fuck bitches in the world.
Ouch, you are a virgin. Mom, everyone knows that.
Mom, come on.
You've
Mom.
Never had. You have that weird penis.
Whoa.
You
slowly.
Were born with that weird penis.
Oh, man. Hey, man, we told you to play this thing with headphones, man.
Yeah.
My mute buttons work, man. I kicked it last week when we lost that game against the POV guys.
Oh, the POG, the penis on vagina crew?
Yeah, the penis on vagina crew. Don't say...
Oh, that is, no, inappropriate.
Mom.
Hey, listen.
Can you just leave my please?
Not until you finish that sandwich I made you.
You're being ridiculous right now, first of all, Mom. You're being ridiculous. Like,
you need to eat that. You know what the doctor said?
Eat the sandwich,
said?
Stoli.
Yeah, Stoli. What is this you say about you eat nothing but chicken wings all day, every day? Huh? Yeah. That's it, sandwiches?
You can't eat, you know you have that weak stuff. You can't eat chicken wings, it makes you poop yourself.
Mom, I wish this game was real so I had these guns so I could kill myself right now. That's how...
Now that is just dark.
Stoli,
you know,
man,
it's inappropriate.
Take it
your
easy.
Dad shot himself. That is an inappropriate joke.
Well, you know what? Then why'd you even get me this game?
Because I wanted you to remember your father.
Hi, I am I'm a member of your gym. I joined yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't see you below the counter there.
Yeah,
hold on. Go ahead and step up on this chair.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah. How can I help you?
I'm a member of your gym.
Okay.
I joined yesterday.
Right. Did you sign up with your mom?
I'm a fully grown man.
Oh. You're a man.
I'm 37 years old. I'm 37 years old, okay?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to have to just come out and say this. You are exceptionally short.
Well, that's what I really wanted to talk to you about. I've been a member of your gym for less than 24 hours, to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. And I can't use any of the machines. I can't use any of the machines in this gym. This gym is not suitable for me, okay? Not this gym.
Right. Well, I'm not sure how you got past the "you must be this tall" stick on the entrance.
Sir, I'm 37 years old.
Right. It's actually
what about
not,
"you must be this old"?
No, we don't have a stick that has age on it. It's just height. So I'm so sorry. We're more than happy to refund your money, but there's nothing for you here.
Refund my money? You know what? This is the fourth gym today that this has happened in, okay? I joined four gyms yesterday in the hopes that one of those gyms would be able to accommodate my needs.
Yeah.
And this is the fourth gym
that
has failed to accommodate my needs, okay?
Well, I have to say I'm a little hurt that you came to us fourth. But
you're like further away than the other gyms.
Okay.
I went in the natural direction. I went to the closest gym. Is that my fault that you are further away from my law firm? I am a lawyer. I'm not a child.
Okay. Well, sir, again, I'm so sorry to hear that you're upset with
You know what?
Yeah.
What does it take to put in a machine that a person who is 4 feet tall can use? What does that take?
You know,
I can't be the only short person who has tried to join.
You
this
are
gym.
Actually, yes, you are. You're the
only bullshit.
You're the only fully grown, not grown man that has ever attempted to join this gym. I will tell you this. We have an exceptional babysitting facility with the jungle gym just out to the right, and I won't tell them that you're 37 if you don't, so...
Why don't you look me in the eyes when you fuck me, sir? Why don't you look me in the eyes when you fuck me?
In the name of the Holy Spirit, all honor and love is yours, all honor and love.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been about 6 months since my last confession.
Go on, my child.
Recently, I've been going through a rough patch in my life. I keep. It's hard, you know, to talk about this.
Out with it. The Lord knows. The Lord knows your soul. I'm just the conduit through which He speaks. So please, there are no secrets here.
I keep playing with my dog's balls. And I'm married.
Is that are you joking?
The dog has, you know, I know, I don't think they're I'm sorry. I don't think the dog has a wife or a lover. But I brought him here.
You brought your dog. Is this a joke?
I wish it was, Father. I really wish it was. But there's so much wrong with this. I mean, the dog has a lover and a bunch of children, and I have children myself. I have a wife who I love, but...
Well, son...
I can't stop playing with his dog's balls.
Let me ask you, what is it about the balls that attracts you? Let's get to the heart of it. I don't...
You know, I was born with alopecia, and I can't grow hair on my own testicles, so... I've always wanted to just have a handful of just hairy testicles, and I'm not gay.
Have you read Exodus?
You know, to be honest with you, Father, that's another thing. You know, I'm not really great on the Bible. I'm not well versed.
There's a passage directly relating to this. If you'd sit down and read the Bible, there's a passage directly related. It's Noah's second son, Hezekiah, had alopecia on the testicles. They didn't use that word, but that's what it was.
Okay.
And he said his testicles were as barren as a desert wasteland. And so he took the dog, the male dog who was on the ark with him, and he touched his balls in order to get it. Why don't you read the Bible, son? Don't come here. Don't try and find a shortcut to the Lord.
To be honest with you, Father, there's two things I want to bring up right now. One, that gave me no solution to my problem. And two, I really wasn't listening if there even was one, because I was just playing with his dog's balls the whole time you were talking. I mean,
well, look, are you doing it now? There's a carton here.
I know there's. It's a little grainy between us, but like I'm gonna hold. It's a small dog.
I wouldn't even say you're playing with him.
Yeah, I'll sell you a dog. Here's one. Here is a little cute one. Can you see it from here? You can see it. It looks good. You don't need to check it out. Or
I can see it just fine. Can I get in the playpen here and just?
It's not necessary. I mean, you can see the dog.
I really need to check something out before.
I don't see any reason to.
Oh, okay. Let me just get him to grab him right now.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
wow!
Just,
look at these. Look at these things. Look at these things. Is this what it feels like? Do you feel like a man dog? You think you're better than me,
sir?
Oh man, I want to buy this. Oh, I want to buy this dog treats. I'll take this. I'll take this dog,
sir. I can't, in good conscience, sell you this dog. You seem to be.
Is it because I'm a midget, sir? Here, let me step up on this stool.
You are the fourth midget to call me out on my supposedly discriminatory practices today.
Well, you are the first pet store on the block. You're easily accessed by all us midgets.
I'm so close to the trains.
What was that? I'm sorry. I was playing with this dog's balls again.
Sir, take the dog. You know what? You've got a lot of problems, I think. I think I owe you this much.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
It was good. I got
what a cute puppy.
Right? Don't touch it.
Oh, my God.
Don't touch it.
I just want to pet it a little behind the ears.
It doesn't like it when you pet it behind the ears. It likes it only in a specific place that I know about that I'm allowed to touch.
Oh, Frank, don't be so stingy.
I'm not being stingy, okay?
Fucking asshole! Careful, will you please be a little more careful?
I'm sorry, this is only my second day driving, so I don't know what to do.
Oh my God. All right, just please, just search 36th and 6th, please.
Well,
do you know, we're on 1st and 6th.
Okay.
Just go up north to 36th, please.
Okay.
This is dispatch.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. It's my second day. I'm not sure.
What do you want? What do you want?
If you need something, just... I guess call me and talk to me.
I want
to
go home.
Okay, sir, you're driving south right now. Please turn the cab around.
My eyes are closed.
Okay, shit.
My eyes are closed. This is the best
thing. Pull over. It's the police. Pull.
Oh, God. Pull. Oh, the police.
No. Okay.
Okay, right. I'm pulling over.
You're in the middle of the lane.
Put the window on there. Hello? Oh, no. Hello? Hello?
Do you know how terribly you were driving?
No, listen, this is...
Oh, thank God, officer. This cabbie is the worst. I understand it's his second day, and I'm not...
Your second day?
Yeah, driving.
It's my second day as a cop.
Oh, my God. Are you scared every second?
I literally just threw up all over the inside of
my
car.
Oh, my God, me too.
God.
Do you want to, like... Just get out of the car. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm late for a very important meeting. Can we just... I will
That's
drive
vague.
The cab
That's
myself.
Vague.
It's so vague. I don't know what that means. Where would that be even? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Like, how do you...
I'm an executive at Electronic Arts, and I have a very important game to pitch.
Well, then you can relate to us.
Then you don't know what it's like.
Yeah. The fear that you experience when something is so new... Yeah, the responsibilities are so great.
Is this your second day driving, or is it just your second day as a cabbie?
Both. Oh my it's both. It's both.
This is my second day as a cop, and my second day as a man.
Oh.
Up until 2 days ago.
You were 15?
I was 15.
You were 15, and you look a little androgynous. Were you a woman?
And that as well.
He was a 15-year-old woman, and now he's a 16-year-old male cop.
Get him! Get him! I didn't come fast!
Aceita en panza.
Sweetie, come, stop playing those games. Come back to bed.
What? What? Sorry, what?
Can you turn that down, sweetie? That is... I'm trying to be sexy, and... This is not turning me on.
No. Look, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of something important right now. Really? I can't be sexy right now.
Hey, Jim Beam, who's that, huh? Jim Beam 69, who's that?
Jim Beam?
There's nobody. That's nobody.
Is that what they call you?
What?
That sounds like a woman.
It is a woman. A hot woman.
Oh, you got a hot lady over there? Not a lot of hot ladies on the old Xbox Live.
Stephanie, be quiet.
I won't be. I am topless. And holding a tub of chocolate.
Stephanie, we are raiding Telrathus' tomb, and this is a very coordinated effort by 45 people all at once, and you being topless is not helping things, and you're embarrassing me. You're making everyone else look like an idiot.
I'm embarrassing you?
Yes. You're embarrassing me. So could you just please put a shirt on and get out of here?
No. Look, your penis has not worked in 2 months.
Oh man. JB69, not working down below.
Tell us what's wrong with it, Stephanie. Tell us what's wrong with it.
Don't tell them, Stephanie.
Give her the mic. JB, give her the mic.
Give me the mic.
Dude, let go of the mic.
Give me the... Well, first of all, he was born with a weird penis. Second of all, there was a really... He was, you know how he loves riding bikes? Did you guys know he rides he delivers newspapers in the morning?
What? He told us he was a lawyer.
No, he does newspaper delivery on a bike. He had an accident where he fell off the bike and the wheel of the bike ran over the middle of his penis.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
So all the blood gets stuck in the bottom half of it.
Well, sir, I'm very sorry you have a complaint about our shower facilities at the gym. Is there anything I can do to... I'm so sorry that people were teasing you in the shower, and...
Look, I've been to every gym in this whole damn town. I just want to go to one where someone has some decorum about a mangled penis. Just one.
I'm so sorry that nobody checked your genitals before they...
Hey. I think we have a lot to talk about, me and you. You've got a mangled penis. Your mangled penis happens to be at eye level for me.
Oh. What are you suggesting here, little
well,
man?
I'm not suggesting the gay thing. Don't go there. Don't just make it that. But I just think we're both outcasts from gyms.
That's true. Hey, look.
Is that a midget and a dude with a weird dick fell in love?
They just talk openly. We can hear every single word they say.
I don't know how. Everyone just looks at me. I've got pants on and they know. What is it about me that screams mangled penis?
Excuse me, guys. Have you seen a small, like, corgi around here? It's a medium size. It's got voluptuous, huge balls. Probably the best balls you've ever seen if you've ever seen a dog. Or if you've ever just seen balls in general.
Well, I've got one under my hand right now. Are these the balls you're looking for?
Oh, God. Those are horrible, mangled balls. What, someone right over your balls?
It's contagious.
With a bicycle?
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, because for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either.
I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down Second Avenue,
no shirt, goggles.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man.
That was intense.
That was Mercury. That was pretty intense. Wow.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, no, we love having you guys. So listen.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry I brought the guns in early over there.
Yeah, it was our first time doing a live performance on Gunwash. So we, there was ups and downs. But
no, that was awesome.
Jack
had like eight butterflies in his stomach.
Eight butterflies. So, Adam, just because I know you the best, Tell me a little bit about Mercury before we close out this wonderful show that we've had.
Well, we've, I think, all been doing improv at Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York for probably around 2 years apiece.
Nice.
I could be miscalculating that for a couple of us, but around there. We formed just a few months ago. We're like-minded individuals, so we thought we'd pair well together because chemistry is very important in this art form.
Of course.
So here we are, super happy to...
It's not the gay thing. Don't go there.
Right. No. It is not. Everything you heard was made up.
Level. Oh, yeah. But yeah, they're real improv guys. Yeah, everything you heard was made up. The sounds, they did it all.
It was
all them, man.
Autobiographical.
That was the first time we've actually done that, too, as a group, just the audio part.
Right.
That's because it's a stage craft, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay,
a lot of
so,
it's
yeah,
being
so
physical.
Look, so Gunwash is at the forefront of some new shit.
That's why playing by ear always so pays good. Off.
There yeah. you go. All right. So, Adam, were you going to say
No, go
something?
Ahead. Look us up. Just, you know, Google search Mercury Improv. We do shows a lot, probably every week.
We have one on April 29th at 7:30 at the UCB East Theater. It's an indie cage match. So if you're in town, 7:30 at UCB East.
So just Google Mercury Improv, right? Yeah. I mean, just Google it.
Just Google it.
It doesn't.
Find
yeah,
us.
That's the website. Google's the website for you. Yeah, you know, that's fine.
No Bing.
All right, listen.
No, not
so,
Bing.
No.
So you guys know out there, you can find me every Thursday evening now at 7:30.
Where's the weed?
Splivington. We know the weed's in my jacket pocket.
In my wallet.
We had to get a little. We almost got caught out there. All right. So listen. Adam, hey, listen, thank you. Everyone, I don't know all your names offhand, but thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you,
so
Adam.
Your boy with the cast, hilarious.
Adam, what's your favorite internet radio show to listen to?
That would have to be Gunwash on Heritage Radio Network.
Or gunwash.com if you want to just go straight to the main.
You guys soon to be Gunwash on XM.
Soon to be Gunwash on XM Sirius, featuring Grimes and Howard Stern. Together at the same time, touching dogs' hairy balls. You know, when
eye level.
When I try to reuse the jokes from your improv, it's like kind of. I kind of look like an asshole.
No,
It's like my belly button's all dirty.
Hey, listen, this week was really fun. Armando is still not leaving for Spain
yet. May 13th,
so he will be
Black
back.
Black people used to be so cool.
Mercury, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jack, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Spliffington. I will thank you when you're done playing right now. Video Defended. Video Defended. Video Defended. I got nowhere to go. I got nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide. I got to reach for the sky. I got to go with my love. I got to reach inside. My man's out in space to save the human race. He's got to get there fast. Shoot him down. Video freaking out of space, trying to save the human race. What is going on here? Just breathe. No, no. Like, this is my... This is the one thing I do. Yeah,
yeah. I got to give my love. I got to hold on tight. My man's out in space to save the human race. He's got to get there fast. He's got to shoot them down.
Yeah. on me now, Snake?
I'm too tired. Maybe later.
I've got another deal for you. I want you to think it over while you're resting. I want to give you a job. We'd make one hell of a team, Snake.
The name's Plissken.
What did I teach you?
You are... You're number one.
I can't hear you.
You are the Duke of New York. You're a number one.
Surf shorts, no shirt, goggles.
S.D. Plissken. American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit, Black Blight. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the President. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of this world.
Who are you?
Out. Police Commission.
Bob Howe.
Special Forces Unit, Texas. Like to hear to you too. Have a deal for you. You receive full pardon for every criminal action committed in the United States. It was an accident. An hour ago, a small jet went down in New York City. President. It's not funny. It's funny. You go in. Find the president, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man. Making you an offer.
Bullshit.
Just like a sick. No time. Give me an answer.
Get a new president.
We're still at war, Plissken. Need him alive.
Give a fuck about your war. You're your president.
Is that your answer? Think hard. You flew the Gulf. You know how to get in.
I guess I go in one way or the other. Doesn't mean shit to me. Give me the paper.
When you come
before.
Told you I wasn't a fool.
Call me Snakes.
Hi, this is Todd Haymore, Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry for the Commonwealth of Virginia. I listen to Heritage Radio Network.